Chapter 46. So Israel took all that he had and departed. When he arrived at Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in a vision by night and said, "Jacob, Jacob," to which he said,
"Here I am."
He said, "I am the true God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I myself will also bring you back from there, and Joseph will lay his hand on your eyes." After that, Jacob departed from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel transported Jacob their father, and their children and their wives, in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. They took along their herds and their goods, which they had accumulated in the land of Canaan. And so they came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him. He brought with him into Egypt his sons and his grandsons, his daughters and his granddaughters, all his offspring. Now these are the names of Israel's sons who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. Jacob's firstborn was Reuben. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Sheol, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. However, and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez came to be Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puvah, Yob, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jahleel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. All his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad were Ziphion, Haggai, Shunai, Ezbon, Eri, Arodi, and Areli. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvai, and Beriah, and their sister was Sirah. The sons of Beriah were Heba and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah. She bore these to Jacob, 16 persons in all. The sons of Jacob's wife Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. There were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphra, the priest of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Beka, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mappim, Happim, and Ad. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan was Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel. She bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All those who descended from Jacob and went into Egypt with him, aside from the wives of Jacob's sons, were 66. Joseph's sons, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2. All the people of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. Jacob sent Judah ahead to tell Joseph that he was on the way to Goshen. When they came into the land of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot prepared and went up to meet Israel, his father, at Goshen. When he presented himself to him, he at once embraced him and wept for some time. Then Israel said to Joseph,
"Now I am ready to die. I have seen your face and know that you are still alive."
Joseph then said to his brothers and to his father's household,
"Let me go up and report to Pharaoh and tell him, My brothers and my father's household who were in the land of Canaan have come here to me. The men are shepherds, and they raise livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. When Pharaoh calls you and asks, "What is your occupation?" you must say, "Your servants have raised livestock from our youth until now, both we and our forefathers, so that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every herder of sheep is detestable to the Egyptians.